Will you stand and pray with me? Father in heaven, as we head into this holy week, we're saddened by knowing what's going to come. But we're also so excited about your glorious resurrection that's going to come after that. Father, we come before you this morning as people who are broken and full of sin, desperately in need of a Savior, and we pray, Lord, that you'll help us take the opportunity today, Lord, to leave our sins with you, accept your gracious gift of salvation, your gift of forgiveness, and the model that you gave us on how to live our lives. Lord, you asked us to be that model to other people, and we pray that you'll give us the courage to reach out to those who are in need of your healing power. We pray for Sandra Przoskis. We pray for Jeffrey Thompson, Doris Decker, Christine Goodman, and Deb Cowdery. Pray, Lord, that you'll help us reach out to those people and also that you'll send your healing down to them. Father, we also pray for those members of our Christian family who are grieving from great loss. We pray for the family of Dick Christian, for the family of Delmar Wessel, Francis Hank Cerro, and the family and friends of Dave Potts. Lord, again, we ask that you'll just send your grace and healing upon them. And as we enter into this holy week, that you'll just remind them of your glorious resurrection and your promise of eternal life. And Lord, we pray for all these things and everything else you see that we need in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we pray them using the words that you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.